This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we're showcasing Isabella Callery, a Minnesota high school senior who recently won a national poetry recitation competition, Poetry Out Loud. She talks about her experience, shows off her poetry skills, and explains the importance of her connections to Indigenous poets. Here's reporter Cole Primo with more.
The greatest being can have but fibers, nerves, and flesh, and these the smallest ones possess, although their frame and structure less escape our seeing.
That's Isabella Callery at the Poetry Out Loud National Competition, held in early May in Washington, D.C. She was reciting Charles Lamb's Thoughtless Cruelty, one of three poems she performed in the competition. Callery, a senior at Arcadia Charter School in Northfield, Minnesota, made it to nationals for the first time this year. But she's made it to state finals every year since she was a freshman, and it's a pretty big deal.
From the state competition, they'll choose one person that will go on to nationals. And so nationals, there's 53 people, one from each of the 50 states, and then Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and District of Columbia. And we perform there, and they lower us to 9 and then to the top 3.
It's a poetry recitation competition that requires weeks of memorization and a compelling performance.
I think of it less of acting and more of just like, how can I take this meaning and convey that the best I can with my face, body, and inflection?
This year, more so than other years, she says she has a deeper relationship with her poems. Of the three poems she featured for her recitations, two are from Indigenous poets.
Two women, Native artists that I really connected to, like their words and their story and the things they were saying. So those poems I just had a really deep connection to the first time reading them.
Callery, who is Anishinaabe of White Earth, says she wasn't really raised within Indigenous culture growing up, but she's now reclaiming her Native heritage. These poems have helped her in her process.
The first poem is Perhaps the World Ends Here by Joy Harjo, and it's about how life centers around the kitchen table. The second poem is a really long title. It's called ABC Darien Requiring Further Examination of Anglican Seraphim Subjugation of a Wild Indian Reservation by Natalie Diaz. That poem is a really beautifully written poem. I connected with it the most. It's about how do you as a Native person try to forgive Christianity and live with the things that you can still see Christianity doing to our culture in the ways that it's pushing us back and like reinforcing the fact that Native people aren't equal in that way. And I feel like that's a conversation I've had with myself a lot of times. So that was just a really important poem to me.
And because I had to ask, Isabella Callery very graciously recited part of that last poem.
Like I said, no Indian I've ever heard of has ever been or seen an angel. Maybe in a Christmas pageant or something. Nazarene Church holds one every December, organized by Pastor John's wife. It's no wonder Pastor John's son is the angel. Everyone knows angels are white.
As for the first poem we heard her reciting, that Charles Lamb piece, she said one had to be pre-20th century.
And that poem is just about not killing bugs. I just realized I don't kill any bugs. I'm a total wimp. I don't even kill mosquitoes. So I think that poem was just fun for me to do.
So let's get back to the contest.
And the 2019 national champion of Poetry Out Loud, winner of $20,000, the senior Isabella Callery from Minnesota.
Callery talks about the moment she learned she was a national champion.
I had a total anxiety shutdown and just kind of got on stage and shut down. So,
as for what the future holds for Isabella Callery, well, that $20,000 grand prize is going towards her college in Wisconsin. And while her focus on college education isn't poetry or spoken word, it remains a big part of her life. She plans on getting more into that community.
You have to find something you can connect to no matter what it is. Finding people who have a similar background to you and like understand your way of thinking and going about the world is super important no matter how you find that.
Callery also runs her own Native beading business, Bella's Beading, on Instagram. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.